Welcome to Product-Led Growth Leaders, where we learn about the bold path of building digital products that sell themselves. Let's listen to product leaders who can give us a glimpse into the innovative thinking process. Showcasing and celebrating these awesome folks, I'm your host, UX and product design veteran, Thomas Watkins. Welcome to Product-Led Growth Leaders. We've got a great guest for the show today, Tal Bender. He has a background as a software engineer and a cybersecurity practitioner. And today he is founder of Gelt. So we're going to learn all about that. Tal, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Thomas. Great to be here today.
Absolutely. Likewise. So let's start off by talking about the problem that you solve. I want the audience to understand the problem that exists today before Gelt. What are people struggling with?
So Gelt is basically doing taxes. Taxes is one thing that people have, each person has a relationship when it comes to taxes. But the problem is pretty simple. The government needs money in order to pay for it to function, and they need the citizens and the residents in order to pay them. And in the US, the tax code is extremely complicated, and it gets more and more complicated as you make more and more money, as you run a business. And Gelt is solving that problem. We help basically business owners and high net worth individuals to manage their taxes, manage and optimize their taxes.
Okay, so then all of us have to get familiar with taxes, or some degree familiar with taxes over
hopefully,
the course of our
lives. If you're doing something right in your life, it means that you're making enough money that you're interesting, and it means that you need to start dealing with taxes. So hopefully you'll have to do it.
A certain like life and death, right? I think that's what they say, life, death, exactly. Death and taxes. There you go. And now, so we're here, we're talking about business taxes, correct?
Both business and individual, because in the US, it's very much intertwined, because most people also don't care how much like the business needs to pay. They care how much money they are going to have in their pocket at the end of the day. So when it comes to taxes, it's usually we do both business and the individual, because it's so intertwined in the US.
Now, there's so many things that can go right or wrong when we're talking about taxes. Can you highlight for me a few stories of the types of problems that you're specifically thinking about and that are on your mind when you're offering this solution through Gelt, through the world? What might go wrong with a business regarding taxes that you're thinking about?
If we break out the problem of taxes, let's in a very basic level, and I'm going to generalize. You have three problems. You have problem number one is compliance. And the government tells you must do something. You must file your taxes every year. You must do like on the federal, on the state, on the local level sometimes. You need to file those reports. So problem number one is like you need to know the law in order to accurately filing those reports, because if you file it inaccurately, you might get into big trouble, penalties, interest, etc. So that's problem number one. Problem number two, in the US, you're required to pay, depending on the type of entity and state, but you're required, generally speaking, you're required to pay taxes on a quarterly basis. So each quarter, you need to pay your tax estimates. So the government is basically telling you, you know how much money you made. We need your taxes. So it's up to you to pay us the right amount every quarter. So that's what tax professionals a lot of the time would call tax planning, but it's practically tax estimates and projections. It answered the question, how much taxes do I need to pay throughout the year and at the end of the year? That's the problem number two. And the problem number three, okay, now you're filing your report, more or less you can project how much taxes you're going to pay. The problem number three is, how can you optimize that? Basically, how can you legally minimize your tax liability to the minimum allowed by law? That's basically the third problem that we're solving. And that's what Gelt is doing. We basically help people to file their taxes. We help them like project and pay their estimates, their tax estimates throughout the year. And we help them to lower their tax liability to the minimum allowed by law.
Yeah, and that's a key thing, minimum allowed by law, because one of those things that I've always found funny is tax evasion is obviously a crime. People shouldn't evade taxes. But aren't we all like evading is a strong word when you're talking about taxes, but everyone is trying to optimize, as you're saying. Let's go with that word. Okay, so with these three different problems, compliance, the headache of quarterly taxes, and finding ways to optimize this for the payer. What is your overall solution? What is the overall idea being proposed by Gelt of approaching this?
Sure. So the long story short, when I started the company, I thought there are two ways to tackle it. Either you're selling to CPAs to provide them with better solution, because right now, when you're in, I'm not sure how much experience the audience has like interacting with CPAs. It's a lot of the times they're working on quite old infrastructure, tax infrastructure with old software, and it's too much dependent on the person and not on the system. In the best firms, you have the system and the person operates the system. But in the vast majority, even if they are the best people in the world, everybody's human, everybody can make mistakes. We are basically trying to combine. Our approach was not to replace the CPA with technology and not to sell to CPAs, because that's also very difficult sell. We are building a vertical tax firm. Basically, one side of the company, we have CPAs and tax professionals here in the US. The other side of the company, we have engineers, product managers, designers building our tax technologies. And we provide the tax services, the compliance, estimates and planning and strategy, and to high net worth individuals and businesses in the US. So we allow our team, our CPAs, we combine them with like technology that we built that nobody else in the world has, in order to provide them better compliance, planning, and strategy services.
Yeah. Great. So how are you similar to TurboTax or something like that?
So usually people who are using TurboTax will not use us. We are the best fit for people who get to the level of complication that TurboTax is no longer a real option, including TurboTax Live. So if you think about the tax industry, you can split it into three parts. You have the long tail or the low end of the market, which is TurboTax, H&R Block, this kind of stuff. And then when you become a bit too complicated, or you just want to outsource that to somebody, you're going to the mom and pop shops. A lot of the time, like your local CPA, and sometimes if you're getting into a really problematic or very advanced tax situation, your business grows, your portfolio grows, complexity starts to be harder, you're going to the mid-size and large firms or very niche boutique firms, which is the high end. But that's like the three levels. Gelt is at the higher level. We are working with the people usually making between like at least $300,000 a year in profit and it can be up to millions of dollars a year in profits. And we are helping them basically to manage their taxes, plan for it, and of course, optimize it and lower it. And you have very legitimate legal ways to optimize your taxes. Of course, when you think about optimization, it's not just like basically doing something illegal. I think that the Americans don't give enough credit to the government. I think that America built a wonderful tax code, unpopular opinion. But I think that tax code is really, they did a really great job building the incentives to allow people, to really incentivize people to build and innovate and be successful.
So could you highlight that a little bit for me? Because although I've traveled abroad, I haven't done too much business abroad. I have friends who do and stuff like that. Could you help the audience appreciate some of the things that are different about American tax code and what people encounter abroad?
Yeah, happily. So I know pretty well only the Israeli, the UK and the US tax systems, but I'll give you an example in Israel and the UK compared to the US. In Israel, the moment that you basically cross, let's say around $70,000-$80,000 a year in income, you will probably pay almost 50% in taxes. Like that will, and you don't have a choice. Like it will be withdrawn from your paycheck right away. You don't have to file the taxes, by the way. Most of the people in Israel don't have to file their taxes on the other side, but the cost of not filing your taxes is that you just pay, in most cases, much, much higher rates. People in Israel are paying so much more. And we have a team in the UK, for example. And in the UK, I forget the exact number, but the moment that you also earn more than $80,000-$90,000 a year, automatically, just the income tax, flat 40% after that. Of course, it's still progressive, but every dollar after that, it's just like the income tax. Now, remember that you have beyond income taxes. You have social security in those places, and you have health insurance. Now, in countries where the health industry basically is public health industry, usually it means that you're going to pay more taxes fall in health insurance. You're going to pay it one way or another. So in that, beyond on the like the 40% in the UK, you're paying additional taxes on just like the public health system. It gets to a really high amount very quickly. In the US, you probably pay about half the taxes compared to other places. And it really depends where you live. If you live in California or New York City, it might be a bit different than if you live in Texas like you or Florida like myself. I think that Americans are paying much less taxes compared to the Western world than they realize. And the opportunity is so much bigger in America to make more money and keep it in your pocket rather to pay to the government to give them to provide you other services.
Yeah, that's so fascinating. So now with America having the tax code the way it does, does that create the complexity that you are dealing with? Or is that part of the problem that you're solving, is that the American tax code, I might be paraphrasing you wrong, but is a lot more lenient, but it also gives you more opportunities to optimize the tax code. And so therefore it's more complicated, and that's where the opportunity to solve it is. Or no?
Yeah, so I'll give you a concrete example. So if I read the US tax code and I read the Israeli tax code, for example, in the Israeli tax code is mostly like 130 pages, and the rest of the rules are basically based on court decisions and basically bureaucrats in the government that are making decisions. If the court doesn't provide guidance and the law doesn't provide guidance, it falls on the bureaucrats, which is problem by itself. We don't have to talk about it right now. But in the US, they did a really great job like describing a lot of the edge cases in the law. So the tax code in the US is just the federal one. I'm not even talking about the states for a second. Just the federal one is over 7,000 pages. And the 7,000 pages basically describe how you treat each scenario. The upside is that you have basically clarity how you're going to be taxed. You have a lot of incentives. The government is using taxes to incentivize people. So it creates clarity. It creates incentives. However, because there are so much of it, it creates complexity. And it requires you to use sometimes, if you want to really navigate that, to use a professional, the company, in order to help you navigate that. The pros is that you can squeeze more value from the tax code in the US because it's so structured and it's built to incentivize Americans. The downside, all of that created complexity that cost you more money in order to navigate it. As opposed to Israel, where, for example, that you don't have that much description in the code itself. However, what it means is that there are a lot of edge cases that you just don't know the answer. So it makes it really hard to optimize compared to America. So complexity creates incentive, but it also creates more work. Pros and cons. I'm a big fan of the US tax system, but again, that's a very outside, like I'm an immigrant the other day, and it's
from
an
Israel,
outside
also.
View. Yeah, I moved from Israel to the US and just found America as like wonderful place, like with a lot of opportunities. So I think that the American dream is still alive. But
nice. Yeah, that's good to hear. Yeah. So with Gelt, how are you guys delivering your solution? Is it primarily software? Is it primarily consulting? Is it somewhere in between?
It's in between. So our clients, including myself, I'm a client of my own company. I paid like tens of thousands of dollars for Gelt for my own stuff. But we are doing both. Like the people that we serve don't want just to work with the computer. They need a senior CPA to take responsibility. We just paired our senior CPAs with like our technology to make their job much more efficient, much more accurate, and just easier overall, in order to deliver more value in a faster way, more accurate way for our clients, and of course more optimized. But that's basically what we do as a company. Each one of our clients, we assign a dedicated tax manager in the company. That's their point of contact. And after that, they have a team, but beyond the team that they have to deliver the services, they also have their technology that is special to Gelt in order to help them deliver it in a higher quality.
Does the end user who's getting their taxes done, do they interact with a software from you guys?
Yes, they have their own dashboards as well. So they have their own tax professionals, but they also have their dashboard to manage all the tax data in one place, aggregate everything, and basically creating a single source of truth for the tax world.
Where are your aspirations as far as Gelt becoming primarily a software that people interact with? Maybe there's still humans helping you along the way in the background, but something like I keep saying TurboTax because that's the one that jumps to my mind. It's the Kleenex of the industry. But the sort of go-to, here's my tool, here's my history, here's where I put these inputs or whatever have you. Is that something that you aspire to achieve? Or would you prefer for it to be humans empowered by technology getting the work done?
So that's a really great question. And the answer is the latter, not the former. So it means like humans powered by AI and technology. We believe that would be the solution. And that's what our audience and our ICP is looking for. We are not looking to build a self-serve software that just do what you want. Part of it, maybe certain aspect will be self-serve, but the majority, what we aspire to be is just the best tax firm out there, the first AI native tax firm out there. And we want to combine our workforce and technology in order to achieve that for our ICP. There is so much on the line for successful business owners and successful individuals. We don't think that pure software is what they're looking for. They're looking for a true partner powered by technology, but not just technology.
Will you be able to benefit from the productization of what you do? There's a lot of circumstances where you have an expert, someone who's knowledgeable, such as yourself, and they try to scale what they're doing through the technology. And it sounds like you guys are doing some of that, but to where it becomes primarily folks interacting with the technology. And the reason I ask is because when I go to the webpage, I see Gelt for the audience. It's joingelt.com. Joingelt.com, a really cool looking webpage. It comes off as something that's like a technology company. And so that's where my curiosities are coming from around your...
Yeah. Because at the end of the day, I think that's a new generation of companies, let's put it that way. That's one side of the company. We really have our engineers and basically designers and product managers building purely our technology. On the other side, we have the other side of the company, which are the professional services. You can think about it as almost like sister companies working side by side. And professional services, which are the CPAs, are utilizing the technology in order to provide the services. But our clients also have access to the same technology. So even in matter of the platform, you have two users or two sides. You have the tax professional side, and you have basically the taxpayer or the client side. Each one of you is looking at the same data from different angles, and you each one of the sides interested in different things. But that's like the way that we see it.
What should startups be thinking about with regard to their taxes and the reason they should start using Gelt?
So startup companies, like VC-backed startup companies, or like consulting and different types of tax problems?
Sure. Thinking like in the product world, visionaries who have a great idea, they want to build something, they want to change the world, they want their product to become the next it thing, but they're not thinking so much about taxes. What should they be thinking about?
So QSBS, I think that's the, if I need to choose one, because I know that we're short on time, like QSBS, that's the one thing that you want to plan for ahead of time, especially if you're going towards the VC route for yourself and for your co-founders. QSBS is number one. And number two, of course, if you have any vesting involved when you're joining or you're partnering with other people, don't forget about like the 83B election. So QSBS and 83B election planning, those are the two things to plan ahead of time and as early as possible as a new startup founders.
Awesome. Tal, anything else you want to say to the audience?
I think that taxes is something that you don't really want to think about it in the beginning, but every person that achieves certain type of success in their lives start with taxes. So even if it's something that you don't want to deal with, at least ask somebody about that just to make sure that you don't do any huge mistake. And of course, you can a lot of the time do it afterwards, but certain mistakes cannot be fixed. Mistakes cost money, so just keep that in mind when you're starting a new company.
Awesome. Thank you very much for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. We've been speaking with Tal Bender of Gelt, joingelt.com. Tal, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Thomas. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for tuning in. Join us next time on Product-Led Growth Leaders. Take care.